because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Monday, the 19th day of March, year of our Lord 2018, welcome to the John Moore Show. The headlines this morning, there's a couple that are important. One, the intensity of Donald Trump wanting to terminate and bring to an end the Mueller investigation is big news on Drudge Report this morning. And the other thing goes down to where Republic Broadcasting is, Round Rock, Texas. Texas is basically a suburb of Austin, Texas, where there's been a series of bombings. The fourth bombing occurred earlier this morning, I believe it was. And everybody's on edge down there in Austin, Texas. So I hope the police will resolve that soon. And a prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage all of you to make sure that each one of your team members has at least 2 U.S. government issue, military issue ponchos. It's a great piece of equipment, multiple uses for the government issue poncho, and everybody in your team should like have one. In my area, the woodland camo is the most desirable. There's several different camouflage patterns, but here in South Central Missouri, the woodland pattern is the best overall camouflage pattern. It looks like we will have open lines this morning. If you have a question or comment, give us a call at 800-313-9443. I am so glad that I thought to get back in touch with my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff and I got to know each other, I guess it's been about 10 or 12 years ago. It's been quite a while. Well, I still had my weekly show, my Sunday afternoon show here on Republic Broadcasting, originally Saturday afternoon, and then went to Sunday, and then, of course, to my daily show. But Jeff Nyquist was a regular guest years ago. I'm a big fan of Jeff's. I've only read one of his books, I have to admit. I need to get the other one and read it also. But Jeff was shocked into reality when he found out that his dream career of being a public school teacher was smashed to smithereens when he determined to his own satisfaction that he would have to at least fake becoming a Marxist in order to get through the college that teaches the teachers out there in California, which he wasn't willing to compromise his principles and do that. So he walked away from that and decided to have another career for himself. In the meantime, that wake-up call caused him to start looking into the true nature of international communism, the true threat posed by international communism, and all the subtleties and nuances connected to it. This is very important. It is very, very important. It is something that is not given basically hardly any real attention in a manner it should be by the mass media. In the alternative media, the patriot community, passing attention now and then, that's about what it gets. The alternative media tends to focus on things that are apparently more in our face, more of a critical short-term nature, sometimes long-term. Rarely does the threat of international communism play a role in that. It can occasionally, but rarely. Rarely does it. I have to give credit where credit is due. The communists are brilliant in their strategies, and they're in it for the long run. They know they couldn't do what they wanted to do in a matter of a few years or even a couple of decades. They've been at this a century now, going back to 1917. They've been working behind the scenes diligently to take what power they've got and focus it on where they can get the most bang for their buck. Going back to Jeff Nyquist for a moment. So if you've got, let's say you've got limited resources, and one of your goals, they have many, many goals, by the way. One of your goals is to take over the American public school system, the American public education system. So let's make that your stated goal. Now, how would you do that? Well, what they did was brilliant, quite frankly. They took over the schools that teach the teachers. That's what they did. Now, this didn't happen overnight. This took decades to happen. It began in earnest, I believe, in the 1930s and possibly even before that, putting people in high places. I can't say, because I have no evidence, that the communists were behind the discontinuance of teaching phonics in the public schools. I know whether they were or whether they were not behind it, that one thing, removing phonics from the public schools, did a tremendous amount of harm, which continues to this day, by the way, a tremendous amount of harm to the American public, the American people. Now, I know by demographics, majority of you listening to me out there, you're over age 55, many of you are over age 60, which means there's a high likelihood that you were taught phonics in elementary school in a proper manner. If you're under age 50 or age 55, it's highly unlikely that you were taught phonics in the way they should be taught in the public schools. Notice I keep saying the public schools. Why is that? Well, because the private schools never stopped. People paying thousands of dollars to have their children properly educated demand a proper education. Otherwise, they'll take their children and their money someplace else, won't they? Of course they would. If you're over age 55 or 60, you most likely had the Dick and Jane readers when you were in elementary school. I did. Those came out around 1940, maybe the late 1930s, something like that. That was the beginning of sight reading. That's what that was. The Dick and Jane readers were the beginning of sight reading. Now, the teachers back then, the teachers I had, when they went to teachers college, they all were taught to teach the students phonics. That's what they did, despite having the Dick and Jane readers. In spite of having the Dick and Jane readers, they still taught phonics. Because that's what they were taught in teacher's college, that's what worked, and that's what they did. Now, by the mid-1960s, the teachers who taught phonics were retiring, getting out of the system. It had actually been taking place long before 1966. But 1966 was the year of the highest SAT scores ever recorded nationwide. I heard a bit of an exchange, I think it was Diane Sawyer interviewing the recently appointed in the last year or so head of the U.S. Department of Education. And Diane, and I wish, and I don't recall the woman's name, it is a woman, by the way, what her name was, but Diane Sawyer attempted to put the head of the Department of Education in a trick bag by pointing out that the test scores had been increasing for American students, which they have, on one hand. On the other, this isn't something important to remember, the SAT tests themselves have been changed not once, twice, but now at least three times, possibly four, but at least three times since 1966, 52 years ago, to artificially give the impression of higher test scores. It is a bit humiliating and embarrassing to see the SAT scores keep going down. So what they've done, at least three times, or four, whatever, whichever it was, they establish a new SAT test, and the students are scoring higher than previously, which was the desired outcome. And over a period of 6, 8, or 10 years, incrementally, the test scores are going down again to the point where they think, well, we need to do this over. We need to change the SAT test again to bring those test scores back up. So they do that. And then over a period of 8 or 10 years, the same thing happens. That's the cycle we've been observing now for 52 years. And it all goes back to the English language, learning how to read, write, and speak the English language, of which phonics is a critical part of, not optional. It is critical. When you taught sight reading, which began in the, I'm going to say, early 1960s, late 1950s, early 1960s, but nationwide, you're forever limiting the ability of those boys and girls. You're limiting to a vocabulary of maybe 4,000 or 5,000 words, which may sound like a lot, but it's not. It's not. You're limiting their ability to pick up a book, magazine, newspaper, and figure out what words mean that they haven't seen before, which is what phonics does. It teaches you how to recognize, understand, and read words you haven't seen before, among other things. The nationwide embarrassment of the consequences of not teaching phonics got to the point that in the mid to late 1970s, there was a private company marketing a program for parents of children called Hooked on Phonics. You probably heard the advertisements, Hooked on Phonics, so that the parents could do what the schools were no longer doing, which is teaching phonics to their youngsters. That helped a lot. That helped, no telling how many hundreds of thousands of students learn how to learn the English language. And then by the late 80s, early 90s, they were putting phonics back into the public schools in a limited fashion. And I can't speak as to how they're doing it nationwide. I don't have access to that information offhand. I know one of the school districts locally, they don't start teaching phonics until the sixth grade, which is way, way too late. You can start teaching phonics in kindergarten to be effective. We have a caller on hold here. We got Dan in Missouri. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, John. I've got two children. They're not children anymore, obviously. One's 42 and the other's 44. And we decided to homeschool them way back when homeschooling was considered child abuse. We'd walk down the hallways at church and they'd go, "There goes those kids. They keep them at home." You know, like we were beating them or something. Right. But the other homeschoolers that we were associating with at the time, the word was already out that the SAT test had been dumbed down so that the scores would go up. And we had to go back to, it seems like 63 was the SAT test that we got a hold of to really see if our kids were absorbing anything, you know?
Right.
So.
Right.
It was just amazing back then, and I was part of the public school system.
That's right, you were.
I wasn't teaching English, but it was just amazing to watch it just keep getting watered down year after year, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Pathetic.
Well, that's a good report there, Dan. It's, you know, the public schools are tantamount to child abuse themselves these days. They're basically warehouses churning out youngsters who can function at a level high enough to do some menial employment. And that's about it, isn't it?
Well, I whenever I was in there, I was in the public school system for 9 years, and I referred to it as federally subsidized babysitting. It kept the kids away from, you know, the let the parents go to work, and it was just pathetic, the whole, what it had evolved to. I mean, it started out probably pretty good, but we didn't want our kids institutionalized. I always thought of it that way, too.
Right, right.
Institutionalize your children, make sure they get the latest dirty joke, make sure they, of course, you can get that other places, but, you know, our kids, they didn't go, but they got involved in 4-H, which I thought was pretty reasonable. They were both state reps in 4-H. They got voted in. It wasn't like they could pay their way into it like politicians do. And my boy got involved in scouting, which is something you ought to think twice about now, it sounds like. And he ended up Eagle Scout, and I thought they – and they – my daughter ended up with a double major in college. They both end up college education, and they were homeschooled, and they're quite social people. I mean, they fit in anywhere as far as in a crowd, or they, I mean, they're church members. It didn't
right.
hurt them any.
Right. Right.
Not
right.
being public educated didn't hurt them any.
No, not at all. Well, I encourage people to stay away from the Boy Scouts. There's another group called the Royal Rangers, which
yes.
mimics much of what the Boy Scouts do on one hand. On the other, they don't have any mentally ill men in charge of boys. And homosexuality is a mental illness. And why would you intentionally put your child in that kind of jeopardy to be in the presence of a man who is sexually attracted to other men? That's just beyond me.
And the fact that they caved in, I guess it had to do with money and court battles and all that stuff. I don't know why they caved in.
Well, I don't know the details either, but it was the wrong thing to do for the wrong reasons.
Oh, my goodness. I'd rather see them stood up and say, "That's the end. We ain't doing it. We're just going to disband the whole mess." That would have been more backbone than what they did.
Too much money at risk.
I would imagine. Well, thank you, John. I just wanted to throw that in there.
Okay, appreciate the call, Dan. Thank you.
Bye-bye,
call
buddy.
Numbers 800-313-9443. The counter argument I most frequently hear from parents who are considering and rejecting homeschooling is they're concerned their children won't be properly socialized. Well, Dan just addressed that pretty successfully, didn't he? Participating in 4-H and scouting activities. And so forth. There's lots of opportunities for socialization. Church, obviously, would be top of the list. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Are you spiritually and mentally armed and ready for the battle ahead? Don't miss Hear the Watchman Dallas 2018, March 23rd through the 25th at the Hilton Dallas Fort Worth Lakes Executive Conference Center. Join the remnant body of Christ at this powerful, life-changing event. Activate your faith and join 18 prophetic teachers of truth, including L.A. Marzulli, Pastor Paul Begley, Dr. Donna Mary Colbert, along with this year's special guest, prophetic prayer walker Henry Groover. The time is now to gain ground and make history as we approach turbulent times. Get baptized, get trained, be freed of strongholds that bind you. You will be empowered, you will be blessed. This could be the most important weekend of your life. Join God's army in 2018. Visit hearthewatchman.com to reserve your seat today. This event will sell out. Go to hearthewatchman.com and make your reservation. And in the end, Jesus wins.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the InterShelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The InterShelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Monday, the 19th of March. If you plan on being in Dallas next weekend, I will be there. I will be the keynote speaker at the Hear the Watchman Conference. If you want a discount, a $20 discount, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, to get the discount code to be there in person, get a $20 discount on the ticket. If you can't be there in person, there's a 20% discount on the live stream version of this event. It'll be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. We're taking your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. Language skills are not optional. Success in any career path, and when I say any career path, I'm being quite serious, any career path is going to mean having superior language skills, the ability to read, write, and speak the English language. It doesn't matter what career path you're talking about. If you have superior skills in language, you will do better. Conversely, if you don't, success will be very limited, in some cases non-existent, if you don't have those skills. They are fundamental. Language skills are fundamental to everything else. That's how critical this is. It's not optional. I was talking to somebody over the weekend about how a young relative of mine, a female relative, she's, I think, 18-year-old freshman in college. She thinks her printed name is her signature. And we, in our conversation, went to legal documents where there'll be two spaces, one space for the printed name and the second space for the signature. Now, clearly, obviously, when it comes to many legal documents, one is not the same as the other, is it? Or why would there be two spaces? One for the printed name, one for the signature. Now, this young woman, this 18-year-old, is very bright. She graduated from high school with basically 2 years of college credits already as a high school graduate. And I have every reason to believe that she is not the exception, that this young woman is probably representative of a huge percentage of young men and women all over this country who believe that their printed name is their signature. How sad is that? I thought about having a little exercise for one of our local school boards where I would have a teacher agree to help me with this and have the teacher pick out three seniors who had a high grade point average and were probably going to get some college scholarships, show up with myself, the teacher, and these three students at a school board meeting, and a copy of the Declaration of Independence as it was written in the original cursive script. And without any rehearsal, without any warning to these three students of what they why they were there, have them in turn attempt to read a portion of the Declaration of Independence. It would be an interesting exercise. My belief is that one may be able to read it somewhat, a second one may be struggle, and a third one might be totally baffled about these scribbling pieces of ink on paper, or in the case of the original document, ink on parchment. Now, I haven't done this. I don't know for a fact what the outcome would be. That's just my belief based on what I know. How sad. How absolutely sad that a young American high school graduate can't walk up to one of, I think there was about 18 or 20, I'm not sure how many original copies, one of the original copies of the Declaration of Independence in Washington, D.C., the National Archives, and be able to read it. I've done this myself. It was a very solemn moment for me, quite frankly. I was 18-year-old, recent graduate of high school. And clearly, obviously, this document was given the highest order of respect and security. I recall it seemed like it was the glass covering it was maybe 6 inches thick or so. It was part of a vault that could be an event of emergency, such as an attack from enemy forces. It could be immediately closed. But this steel vault could be closed and lowered down below ground into a more secure vault to make sure nothing would ever happen to it. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
Okay, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 19th of March. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Many of you, regular listeners, you're aware of our project. It is truly our project of locating images of continents with new coastlines on TV shows and movies. Well, we have the next one posted. The title of the film is The Northlander. It was released in 2016. And we got three images there of continents with new coastlines from the movie titled Northlander. If you find one yourself on a movie or a TV show, it could be a magazine also, but primarily movies and TV shows. Get that screen capture to me. As a thank you, you get your choice of any of my five DVDs. It's a great project, and I've every reason to believe we're going to at least double the list. We may have to find another way to store these things. They're starting to take up so much space on my home page here, but we'll deal with that when the time comes. Also, on my website, of course, you'll find energy cleaners for sale. If you have issues, I'm talking to you. Listen up. If you have issues with pain, arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, you need an energy cleaner. If you, that's you out there listening to me, if you have issues with getting a great night's sleep, you need an energy cleaner. I use mine every night. I do. I wake up in the morning pain-free after having had a great night's sleep, ready to hit it again. And you can also check out the details at my website. This is my home business. When you place your order, I'm the guy that packs it up. I take it to the little country post office at Cherry Hill, Missouri, where they have an all-you-can-eat catfish buffet for $9, actually $8.95 every Friday evening. I pack them up, the mattress pads and the energy cleaners, and I ship them out priority mail. Just got an order this morning, as a matter of fact. Only $285 for the energy cleaner, shipping included. The mattress pads, they vary in price by the size, of course. The twin size, full, queen, king, California king, the handy travel size. I'll be using a handy travel size when I travel to Dallas this coming weekend. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner, so you're risking nothing. What are you waiting for? Check it out. Toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. For you local folks that are looking forward to movie night starting up, our local preparedness group, we have a free movie every Friday night during the warmer weather. We're about to start our third season, which will be start this coming Friday. I'll get the email out to everybody on our email list for movie night. The doors open at 6. The movie starts at 7. We have fresh hot popcorn, ice cream, hot dogs, brats, candy, all kinds of soft drinks. When I say all kinds, we've got about a dozen we stock, we inventory. So it's a lot of fun. It's a social event. It's nice to meet up with people once a week who are of like mind, as we say. You can talk to about prepping, and they won't look at you like you got two heads like most people do. We got one guy that drives an hour just to get there so he can meet up with people who are of like mind. So that's movie night. Starts this coming Friday. All right. Talking about education. Successful high school students I've known locally that go on to successful careers and college scholarships, their parents supplemented the education they got in the public schools. They supplemented that education at home. That's what they did. And that supplementation got their students to achieve better, graduate with a higher grade point average, and get college scholarships. So I think that's something that if you are going to have children in the public schools, I know I've spent enough time with my daughter observing her teaching her twins at home. She is diligent in making sure that all the homework assignments are completed properly on time. She supplements their homework assignments with other teaching aids that she implements herself. And she's had a lot of success. Her oldest son, who's now in college with a full scholarship to play football, he did pretty good in school. He wasn't the straight A student on one hand, but on the other, he was a pretty good student and got pretty decent grades. And I see the same thing happening with these 12-year-old, soon-to-be 13-year-old twins, boy and a girl, that they're well-adjusted, getting good grades, they're finding themselves in leadership positions in their classes, active in various school activities. So if that's the choice, I think that the parents do need to pay careful attention to what's going on in the public schools, if that's the choice that they make, to make sure that their children are being taught properly, they're being taught what should be taught. History is going to be convoluted in the public schools. That's almost a given, that they will teach the politically correct versions of history. And I would encourage any parents who have children in public schools to make sure that children learn a real American history, not the make-believe fairy tales that are going on in the public schools these days, being taught, for example, that the alleged Civil War, which was not a Civil War, it was a it was the United States of America invading a sovereign state, that the alleged Civil War was fought over slavery. What an absolute fantasy that is. It's easily provable, by the way. Easily provable. All you need to remember is Missouri, Kentucky, Maryland, and Delaware. That's all you need to remember to know and prove quickly to any concerned person that the Civil War had nothing to do with slavery. You may say, well, John, what's it got to do with Missouri, Kentucky, Delaware, and Maryland got to do with slavery? Well, that's easy. Because all during 1860, 61, 62, 63, and 1865, slavery was still practiced in those four states, which were part of the United States of America. Can you imagine? Can you imagine you're a 20-year-old in Kentucky? You're being drafted in the Union Army. Your family owns three or four slaves. And you're being drafted into the Union Army to fight against another country that has slavery because of slavery? What's wrong with this picture? Well, that didn't happen. That did not happen. We got a caller on hold here. We got Mark in Oregon. Good morning, Mark.
Mr. Moore, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. You're fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to mention something that Jesus mentioned, to beware of the leaven of the of the Phariseeism and Sadduceeism. I'm paraphrasing, but they also infiltrated our seminary schools, and I just wanted to mention that.
Okay.
Young ministers coming out aren't telling the whole truth about some very important things, and I thought about that when you started talking about education.
They can't talk about what they weren't taught themselves, can they, Mark?
What's that?
I say they can't talk about what they weren't taught themselves, can they?
Oh, I know. There's some major things that are a big fat lie that has the wool pulled over the sheep like you wouldn't believe. But I'll just leave it at that.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for the call, Mark.
Thank you.
A lot of people refer to organized religion. I don't use that term. I use the term corporate religion. There's a lot of things that simply don't make sense. My wife's side of the family all grew up Catholic, some practicing and some not. My wife's sister, lovely woman, very resourceful, very bright. I'm always kidding her about how, yes, I'm not Catholic, obviously. Oh, yes, I'm willing to make a sacrifice. It's a tough job, but anybody can do it. I'm willing, somebody's got to do it. I'll sacrifice and have smoked salmon on Friday. I will make that sacrifice. And we both chuckle about that. We got a caller on hold here. We got Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning. You know, on Fridays, I prefer shrimp and crab. If I'm going to do without, that is how I would like to do it.
Well, I'm proud of you, Rick, for biting the bullet and making that sacrifice. It's the right thing to do. Go ahead, Rick.
Not at all. Not at all. I'm glad to do it for my fellow man. Like your sister-in-law says, really, someone has to do it. Gary is correct. I spent a good solid 10 or 15 years with a straight, brilliant Catholic priest in my living room, and we hit long balls to each other for hours and hours, and I learned a lot, and there is, just like you have inside the FBI and the CIA and the federal government, you've got a rift right down the center where these people are lining up on each side, and the Catholic Church is absolutely they're an organization, they're a corporation of some sort, and they have people at the top there that have some agendas and that don't meet up with some of the rest of our agendas, and yet we press on just like an American does. You know, there are places in the world where you will go through no fault of your own, but if people find out you're an American, they'll kill you if they can get their hands on you. And it was never anything that you did. And actually, in truth, it was really never anything that the government did. It was basically the fault of the deep state. And so in that, the Catholic Church is not exempted from that kind of insanity. Anytime men get a hold of anything, power seems to corrupt. But that isn't, and yet, you know, we're required to, you know, press on, fight the good fight, and hope that the sun will come out at some point. Actually, I was going to say something about teachers and teaching, since I've actually lived my whole life with a teacher in the house.
Right.
You know, there are people who, if you can't afford, and a Catholic teacher, I was able to afford through eating crab on Friday in great sacrifice to send my kids to Catholic schools. But everybody should know, if they don't, that people who send their kids to Catholic schools still wind up paying taxes and supporting the public schools. It's just America. So in most cases, the Catholic schools actually get by with fewer resources and underpaid teachers. All teachers are underpaid, but they're even more underpaid. So what actually winds up occurring there is that the educational system is being augmented through the efforts of the parents. So if your kids are in a public school, you are actually really at no disadvantage that I know of. If you're the kind of a parent that is willing to sit down with your child, help them with their homework, see to it that everything is the way it should be. And boys are worse than girls. I mean, a 12-year-old boy is not a 12-year-old girl. A 12-year-old boy, you know, has the attention span of a chimp. So, you know, you really, your patience are taxed to the max when you're doing homework with a young boy. But if you can stand it, if you can do it, if you can stick with it, there's no reason why you can't get a straight-A kid. And they'll thank you for it down the road. If you ask me, that time spent helping your child if you want your kid to do well in high school and in college, you are going, really all you're really doing is teaching them study habits. You're not actually putting anything in their head except the ability to study. And so that was all I wanted to say. But anybody can do it. You can be in a public school and do just fine.
All right. Well, I appreciate the heads up there, Rick. Anything else?
Okay. No, sir. That does it.
All right. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Call number is 800-313-9443. The money spent on public education in this country compared to the results of public education in this country are, quite frankly, embarrassing and humiliating compared to other countries, especially Northern European countries such as Finland, for example. Finland has been called the happiest place, happiest country to live in on the planet. I'm not sure how they measure that or determine that, but I recently read that. I know a woman who is a Finnish national, and she's very proud of her heritage, and her has been to Finland a number of times. I've never been there myself. It's on my list of things to do. If I go back to the Czech Republic this next fall, I might just be able to make a side trip to a place like Finland. We'll see. There's always the issue of time and money, isn't there? But the same thing applies to the American healthcare system. There's no country on the planet that comes anywhere near spending as much per capita on health care as the United States of America. No country even comes close. The money spent per capita on health care, as does the United States. And where are we in longevity? From the top? Way down from the top. Where are we in terms of peoples with chronic illnesses? Well, we're probably leading the pack. I don't know. There may be some countries that have, well, I'm sure the countries that have worse situation with chronic disease, but no way are we the best educated are the healthiest population on the planet, not even close. The best educated are the healthiest population on the planet. In fact, we're now seeing for the first time life expectancy go down. That's a pretty recent thing. We could see the trend. It was headed that way. But now it's official that life expectancy is now going down in the United States. You want to know our future? Would you like to know our future? Here it is. 7 out of 10 young Americans cannot join any branch of the U.S. military. They're either too dumb, too fat, too drugged up, or too many criminal convictions. That's our future. 7 out of 10. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 19th of March. The actual figure of rejections, or I should say eligibility, is 71% of young American men and women. I think it's the ages are 18 to 25 years old. 71% cannot, will not be allowed to enlist in any branch of the U.S. military, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard. Too fat, too dumb, too many drugs, too many criminal convictions. Now, I don't have the numbers in front of me of what the rates of rejection were for during the Vietnam War, my war. Highest level of inductees was the year I graduated from high school. 382,010 were drafted in 1966. And I know the St. Louis Induction Center had a reputation for being the induction center that had the fewest, lowest percentage of rejections. So we're talking about the future here. Whether a young man or a young woman desires to be a part of the military is not relevant. What's relevant is the condition of these young men and women. Their physical condition, their mental condition, their being free of drugs, their not having had criminal convictions. That's the issue, because these young men and women, these are our future. They're our future. And the future looks pretty dismal when you look at it from the way I'm reporting it here. The future looks very dismal because, well, what kind of future do we have when 7 out of 10 young men and women can't even meet? Now, these, keeping in mind, the standards now in 2018 are dramatically lower than they were in 1966. Dramatically lower than they were in 1966. If they used the same standards they had in 1966, that 70%, 71% would be a higher number, obviously. So we're only looking right now at 29% of young men and women are physically fit, mentally capable, with no drug problems or criminal convictions. That's a pretty sad commentary on us as a society, on us as a country, on us as a culture, that we've done this to ourselves. The military is scrambling to get their hands on anybody within that 29%. They really are. Here's our top of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.